Ladies and gentlemen, the Jewish Datelines.
To Jewish Datelines. Baruch Hashem, this is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, Mon, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show is for you. Well, we've entered our fourth month in the New York City area, which means if you hear us in the five boroughs, Connecticut, all the way in New Jersey up to Teaneck, and then we have a drop period between Teaneck to, Rockland County, and we pick you up again here. If you on 1300 WRCR AM. If you're listening in Rockland County, you're listening on 1300 WRCR AM. If you're listening in the city, Five Towns, Long Island, you're listening on 620 AM, Talkline Communications. There's so many ways you can be part of the show tonight, let me tell you. First of all, if you want to listen online, there's three ways you can hear us online. www.wrcr.com, Talkline Communications, or the JewishActivistNetwork.com. The choice is yours. Multiple choices. But let me get the show underway, because we have a lot of people who already called in ahead of time, and people are rocking and rolling. This show is about Shidduchim and people who want to get married. And the first couple to get married off this show are going to win prizes toward the wedding. So let me just say a few rules about this show. You're not allowed to give a last name. No mother, brother, sister, uncle can call in. Only the person who's in the single matzav is allowed to call in. Because the person who's single, they know what they want more than anybody else. Because they're living it. And this is like a live personal ad. And when you hear someone's voice, like you're hearing my voice right now, you're making an opinion of me, whether rightfully or wrongfully. And when I take you through a few questions, people will hear, like if you're religious, I'll ask you what your hashkafa, what your parnasa. If you're secular, I'll ask you what your educational background, what do you do for employment, hobbies, things like that. Depending where you're calling, that's where we go. Anyway, the show is about Shidduchim and getting people married, and the rules is you have to be born to a Jewish mom. Religious or not, you have to be born to a Jewish mom. And the show is for everybody who's born to a Jewish mom. So let me give you the number. It's 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. You're listening to Jewish Datelines, and we have a show today. And just want you to keep in mind, if you can't get in tonight, we have a show tomorrow, Thursday night, from 10 to 11:30 on WRCR 1300, just in the Rockland County area. But there's other ways if you hear us in the city, I'll let you know about that at the end of the show. But we have some calls that already want to come in. So I'm going to take my first caller, please. Hello? You're on the air?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
Yankee.
Hi, Yankee. How are you?
Very good. And you?
Baruch Hashem. How'd you hear about our show?
I heard about it through a friend.
Okay. A lot of good friends out there. Let me...
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a lady, please?
I'm looking for outgoing, nice amigos.
Okay.
A working girl.
All right. Are you a working boy or are you learning?
Half and half.
Okay, that's a good mixture. Are you from birth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you sheevish?
Quite yeshivish.
Huh?
Quite yeshivish.
Quite yeshivish. So where are you listening to us from? Where are you calling us from?
I'm in Farakway now.
Great. That's a nice location. I think my engineer's from Farakway. My engineer that's sitting in with us tonight. I'm not sure. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, there used to be many, many moons ago, Rabbi Feivelson's yeshiva. Was it? It was used to be, Rabbi Freierfeld. I was just corrected. It was like in a round, white, it's a very, very chashev man, Olav Shalom.
Yeah, he's good.
Anyway, let me just hear, how old are you?
19.
Are you a Cohen?
No.
Let me hear, so what is your day like? Let me hear. Good.
What about what?
What is your day like?
I wake in the morning, daven shacharis around. I have actually a shir, a daf yomi shir, actually, before shacharis.
Okay.
I'm in learning at Shai Yashiv. I learn there first later, until around 1:30.
Okay.
And then around 2:30, I'm a private cell phone dealer.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, so let me ask, have you ever dated before?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're 19, so you must have just started, right?
Around 3-4 months ago.
All right. So you want an outgoing girl. Do you consider yourself outgoing?
Yeah. I'm actually involved in Kirov a lot,
I'll go there if you want in a minute.
Okay. Kirov's a very good thing. All right, so tell me more about your hobbies besides Kirov.
I actually have one bad hobby, that's smoking. So if the girl has to not mind smoking.
Uh-oh, that's a bad habit.
Smoking's
kind of muxer. For my religious or non-religious people, I'm telling you right now, let other communities smoke. We're very small in number, and we got to keep ourselves alive.
Yeah.
Yankee, there seems to be this voice in the background, and I may have to cut this call because it's too distracting.
What was that?
Yankee?
Yeah.
You have to go away from this. Seems to be boys in the background, and our listening audience really can't hear. So either you have to step away from them, or we're going to have to cut the call.
Yeah, okay, I'm a little quieter here now.
Okay. So anyway, so you're 19 years old, you're yeshivish.
Yeah.
You learn during the day, you sell telephones by night.
Yeah.
And you're looking for an outgoing girl, and you do a lot of... care of, you said?
Yeah.
And do you read?
Do I read?
Yeah, as a hobby.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
Do you like to go for walks, things like that? What, some of your
interests? Yeah, part of a smoker is going out for walks.
Well, again, I don't know if you're going to win too many brownie points tonight with that, but I'm sure there's a girl out there somewhere that doesn't mind, but you should really think about that. All right, anyway, we have to go to our next caller. If you've been listening to Yankee, Yankee's a very fine young man from Far Rockaway, and I think it's the second person who's called from your yeshiva, by the way. And
From Shai Yashiv?
Oh, yeah. And and he's 19 years old, and he's looking for a Hamisha lady who is outgoing. And girls, if you are interested in Yankee, please call us at 845-624-1300. Thank you so much and have a good
time. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Yankee, and I think Yankee probably called us from his dormitory because it was like a big group gathering there. Unless he was eating in a restaurant. I don't know. But anyways, that was Yankee. He seems to be new to the dating parsha. So if you're interested, please call us here at 845-624-1300. It's that easy. You just have to be in it to win it. Again, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. And we're going to go to a group of commercials, and we will be back. Ladies, do you want to know where to go to buy the most beautiful human hair wig? Designed by Flora, located at 437 Cedar Lane in Teaneck, New Jersey, is the place to go. Designed by Flora has the most gorgeous wig selection I ever saw. At Design by Flora, you can feel right at home with an expert designer and wig maker. Design by Flora wigs are not processed, are the original color, and are guaranteed not to oxidize for 1 year. Design by Flora has the highest level of virgin, European, and Russian human hair. Design by Flora wigs is for anyone who needs a wig for religious, medical, or fashion purposes. Also, Design by Flora has an exclusive illusion fall that gives 95% coverage without the heaviness of a regular wig. From wigs, hat falls, band folds, and much, much more, there is no question where to go. That's Design by Flora. Call them today at 201-833-4060. That's 201-833-4060. Or visit them at their website, www.designbyflora. Do you hear strange noises and it's not in your head but it's in your car? Then it's time to call Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair, located in Spring Valley, New York. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair will take care of all your car needs, from brakes, shocks, struts, engine repairs, heating and air conditioning, and much, much more. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repairs will come to you instead of you wasting valuable time in a repair shop. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair has been serving cars in New Jersey and New York for almost 20 years. I have personally used Arnold's Mobile Service, and he's the best deal in town. So don't put off fixing your car today. Call Arnold at 845-707-0286. That's 845-707-0286.
Are you looking for a nice restaurant with live music? Visit Benny's Grill and Fine Dining, 1785 Ocean Avenue between Avenues M and N in Brooklyn, New York. They close late at 11 p.m. Benny's Grill also does parties up to 80 people on premises. Benny's Grill does parties and they specialize in bar mitzvahs and bris. Call Benny's Grill at 718-787-0080. That's 718-787-0080.
Do you know where the hippest, most trendiest, yet sneakiest of clothes is? Unique Boutique, located at 1424 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, is the place to go. Unique Boutique has been dressing women for over 30 years, and the service is second to none. Unique Boutique has from sporty attire all the way up to Hasana attire. If you want to look your very best for Yom Tov, and the holidays are coming up, ladies, you need to go to Unique Boutique for all your fashion needs. And if you want to give them a call, it's 718-258-9013. Again, that's 718-258-9013.
Are you tired of spending too much money on print advertising? If you want to be part of a mitzvah and save money in these hard times, come join us on Jewish Datelines. Jewish Datelines reaches all of Rockland County and more. We make effective and creative commercials for your business. For more information, please call 845-352-6127. That's 845-352-6127.
We're back. You're listening to Jewish Datelines, and this show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. Now, we have only a Yekesha half hour. It's 12:14, and we're going to be saying sayonara, or shalom, or bye-bye at 12:28 and a half. So we got time for maybe about two or three more calls, but they have to be quick. And we and let me just give you that number again. It's 845-624-1300. We'll take our next call, please. Hello? Who am I speaking
with?
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Yaakov.
Hi, Yaakov. How are you?
Good. Good evening.
Bless Hashem. So where are you calling us from?
Flatbush.
Flatbush. How'd you hear about our show?
I've listened to you numerous times.
Uh-oh. Poor you, huh?
Well, okay. We'll see about that.
I have. So, it's the first time you're calling in?
First time calling in, yes.
All right. Have you heard us on this show or the one we have Thursday nights?
Wednesday nights.
Okay. So, let me hear. What are you looking for in a lady, please?
I'm looking for a girl that wants a very Torah Dicker house.
Okay.
She should be flexible.
Okay.
And sweet. And that's about the basics.
Okay. What about yourself? What do you do during the day? Tell me a little bit about you.
I work in real estate management, and I have a say there before I go to work and after I go to work.
Okay, good. So you're not Bittul Torah. You're busy all day.
Right.
Wonderful. How old are you, please?
41.
Okay. Have you ever been married before?
No.
Are you a Cohen?
No.
All right. And what kind of background are you from?
My parents both grew up in Poland.
Are you Balchuva?
No.
You don't sound from birth, actually.
A what?
You don't sound from birth.
How does the from birth sound?
Not like you.
Really?
You sound very American.
Okay.
But that's good. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. So you're 41. You're not a cone. You've never been married. Let me hear some hobbies.
Playing a lot of ball.
What kind of ball? Softball?
Softball. Basketball.
I hear. And do you watch movies or TV? Or?
No.
Baruch Hashem. All righty. So this is Yaakov. He's looking for a young lady who wants a Toradik home. But in this Toradik home that you're looking for, should she be outgoing or should she be quiet?
I'm pretty outgoing, so I think I need somebody who's a very good listener.
All right. I hear that. That's very important, by the way, to have people sometimes that are like, opposites maybe.
Right.
Because they can, sometimes people, think they're very outgoing and then a very shy person, they may drown them out. But is there anything else you want to add to this?
Not really.
Okay. All right, listen, Yaakov, I hope this is your Mazel Tik evening. Girls, you listen to Yaakov. He's from birth. He's 41 years old. He's right. Looking for his Beshert. And he wants her to be a good listener. She could be outgoing or maybe medium to quiet.
Right. That's good.
Medium to quiet. And he likes to play ball. He's Kovi Itim. He learns.
And I have a Rebbe, Baruch Hashem.
That's
so that's very, very important, which 95% of the world doesn't have.
That's correct, and I was just about to go there with you. I'm happy you're that 5%. Correct, because right now we're right before Mashiach's time, and everything's hefker, and the things that should be aren't, and people right now are not as close to rabbis and rabbis as they should be. So thank you very much for putting that.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, and I hope this is your Mazel Tik evening.
Good night.
Be well. All right, we have Yaakov. He was a real good guy. And let me just go on to that for a moment. I want to just take for our from community. That's an important statement that Yaakov said, that a lot of people really don't have rabbis anymore or rabbis. They're kind of distancing themselves. And we're towards a community, and the Torah tells us not to believe in yourself so much, to have somebody over you. It's a really important thing, and I'm very glad he called on. If there's any serious Torah mentors out there, girls, you want a good guy? I think I have one for you here. Yaakov, he's never been married, 41. He sounds sweet as can be. Call us at 845-624-1300. We have our next call, please. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Miriam from Plappas.
How are you, Miriam?
Good. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. How'd you hear about our show?
Actually, my brother, he's heard it, so he told me about it.
I'm telling you, we have a lot of networking going on. That's what it's all about in the Jewish community. Let me ask you, what are you looking for in a young man?
Okay, so I'm 21, so mm-hmm. The guy can't be that old. I need someone who's, like, going to start off marriage, like, learning.
Okay.
And then eventually we'll get a job. I don't care if he's in college at night.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be, like, very giving and, like, very full chesed, and he has to have a lot of personality.
You're very smart. Personality is not something you can ask ahead of time, but all the other mitos, being giving and...
of course, you have to be a big man, you know?
No, I'm serious. That's a really good thing. You know.
But I want to point something out. I was listening earlier on, okay. And this boy called up from Brockway. He was like, I don't know, 19, that boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that smoking and everything. I'm saying, not like you were saying, like it's not such a good like thing, but at least he's honest and he's admitting it right away. So I think that's a plus.
Well, we do discuss these things off the air because actually we could just introduce people on the air. And it is a plus. Honesty is always a plus. But I'm saying for his health and for Klal Yisrael's health.
No, for sure. But most guys smoke out there. And my mother's theory, like, if you don't smoke, you're either a nerd or you're lying because most guys smoke.
No, most guys don't smoke. It's really not true. You know who got, honestly, the guys who smoke? The guys, as far as I'm concerned, and there's enough people out there that agree with me on this, guys who buckle to peer pressure, those are your smokers.
It's true, but I'm saying a lot of guys smoke because it's very hard to learn. They need an outlet. Not that I'm saying I understand where they're coming from. I never smoked, and I don't need to smoke.
Miriam, we're getting very off. This is not a program.
Okay, fine. Let's go back on topic. Okay, sorry about
that. That's all right.
No problem. What's up?
The thing is this. Yes, it's good to be honest, and I'm glad he did say it, and he's a sweetheart. But let me ask you, what else are you looking for a young man, please?
So I need him to be, like, very giving, like, type. Like, he has to look to help other people. That's very important to me. Now, looks are very important to me also.
Uh-oh. What do you mean? Looks are very important.
Okay, I know looks are the eyes of the beholder, but, like...
There you go.
Of course, but I'm saying that he has to be, like, a decent-looking guy, you know? Like, I'm saying I've gone out, like, many times. I'm like, the guys are just not put together.
There's a big problem with our men, young or old.
Right, they gotta get, like...
I don't know what's going on. Mothers, you got to pay attention. A lot of guys...
And also,
Let me ask you, Miriam, this is an opinion I do want to ask from you, okay? Because you're a little bit younger than me. I want to ask you, what is your version of not put together? I want to hear from a 21-year-old's eye.
Okay, I think it's somebody who, like, doesn't come with a nice tie. Their glasses are not, like, in style. Their shoes, their shoelaces are open. They don't have, like, the proper manners. You can see, like, when they shave, they miss places. Like,
and what about the collars up and down? Or?
Oh, yeah, no, the collar has to be down. If he's putting it up, he's trying too hard.
No, I'm not talking about all up. That's
no, I'm joking.
Those are the Joe Cool types. No, we're not talking about that.
No, I understand. I don't know, like...
All right, then. Miriam is saying you have to pay attention to shoes. When you take that shave, you better make it even. No missing. This is very important.
Right. No, really. No, it's not really important, really, like, about a person, but, it helps the package, you know?
It sure does. All right, listen. But the truth of the matter is beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So, Mirz Hashem, if we have someone who's going to call him for you, we'll read him to you if it makes sense. And then when you go out, you'll see.
Okay, let me tell you another point. Like, yeshivos, like, he has to be learning now. Good yeshivos, that's important to, like, me and my, like, family. And, like, he has to come from a good family.
Okay.
So that's important also. And, like, I, like, a new guy like that is, like, I've been to Ken Simcha, like, that type.
Okay. I'm with you here. I'm with you, ma'am. So, okay, is there anything else you want to tell me hobby-wise?
What type-wise?
Hobbies. Do you have any hobbies?
Oh, hobby-wise. Yeah, I love to sing and I love to dance and I love music. And I love going out with friends.
Okay.
And I like helping people and, like, it's not a hobby, but I love, like, seeing what people need and, like, doing, you know, chesed.
All right. It sounds good. So, listen... I have your information online. You've been listening to Miriam. Miriam's a 21-year-old girl who's very geschickt and on the ball. Miriam, you're from birth, correct?
Yeah, from birth. I'm very religious and very yeshivish.
Okay. She comes from a yeshivish background. I just wanted to double check that. She wants a guy who's geschickt and put together. And guys, when you go on that date, it's important to look in the mirror before you walk out. I'm telling you, you know, and I'm a little bit older than Miriam, and this is a problem us women in general have an issue with this. Men just somehow, I don't know what happens with them. I don't know.
Not all of them. I'm not going to be that, you know.
I understand, but this is a tiny that women have, and I tell it the same thing. When a woman goes out on a date, she shouldn't have lens in her pantyhose, and there's a lot of things going on for a woman, too. It goes in both directions. All right.
Yeah.
When everyone goes on a date, they have to be mentioned. We have to go to our first call. If you like Miriam, please call us here at 845-624-1300. She sounds
okay,
like...
Okay, take care. Have a great night.
Have a good Shabbos. Miriam sounds like a very vivacious person, and you could see she's so full of life and energy. Baruch Hashem, that's the beauty of 21. 21 is a nice age and everything. So if you want to get in here, our show's going to be closing. We have one other caller here, Menachem. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, this is not Menachem. Who am I speaking with, please? Hello? Okay, I think we just got disconnected. Okay. Okay, hold on, whoever's trying to come with us. Okay, hello? You're on the air, because we have to go quickly.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Devorah.
Devorah, how are you, Devorah?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
How'd you hear about our show?
A friend showed me a newspaper, and I saw the newspaper.
Very good. Look, may I make a guess? Are you from Russian background?
My background?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to know?
What is your ethnic background? Are you Russian?
No, I'm from Brazil.
Brazil? Boy, that... Boy, my engineer thought you were from Israel, so we all missed it. All right. Quick, it's 12:26, and I hate to do this to you, but you're actually our last call for the night. And there's a few people who are speaking to one of my phone people here. You can call us tomorrow night, or if anyone was interested in someone they heard tonight, fine. But let me hear. Shoot, what are you looking for in a gentleman, please? Hello?
Yes?
What are you looking for in a gentleman?
Well, I need a man with a good midot, good heart.
Okay.
And
how old are you?
I am 53.
How much? 53? 53?
53.
Have you ever been married before?
Yes, one time, divorced without children.
Divorced without children. Okay. So are you from birth? Are you from birth?
No. I am convert. I am gear and...
A convert, a gear.
Yeah.
A gear Sedakis.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
6 years ago.
Where did you get your gears from? Who converted you?
Vaad of Queens. Rabbi Haskell Salnika.
Beautiful. Shikaya, thank you for joining Klal Yisrael. So anyway, listen, I hate to do this to you. It is 12:28. I'm going to ask you one or two things. And, okay, I think I'm looking at something time. So my engineer told me I have more time. Is that correct? All right, guess what? We have like 2 more minutes to talk. So I'm asking you, so you've been divorced, and you're looking for a Torah mensch. Do you work, by the way?
Yeah.
What do you do, if I may ask?
I am a photographer.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite hobbies. You know that? Love taking pictures. And are you a professional photographer?
Yeah.
Do you take it, like, by hasanas?
Yes.
Oh, how nice. How nice. In our community. So, yeah, besides the fact, if you're looking for a shidduch, that's a good thing. But maybe if you need a good photographer, we have one on the phone for you here, too. So that's possible here. So, okay. All right. So, listen. Unfortunately, I want to say here, one or two more hobbies. I'm going to have to find out. And if you want to talk to us again, because I have to cut you short, unfortunately, we have another show tomorrow that you can hear us on. Just give me one or two more hobbies.
Hobby?
Yeah.
I like to read, and I like to travel, and I like to learn Torah.
That sounds great. All right. You're listening to, now is this Devorah?
Yeah, Devorah.
All right, Devorah. So you listen to Devorah. Thank you for calling us. And we have another show. Do you have the internet?
Yes.
You can hear we have a show, a big show tomorrow for an hour and a half. I'd like you to call us back tomorrow so we can have a little bit more time with you. And for all my callers that are out here trying to get on, we have to say good Shabbos, goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Come call us tomorrow, please. Between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. You can only get us tomorrow. If you're listening in the New York City area, you can only get us on the internet or a special phone line, which is 646-519-5860, PIN number 8574. If you're listening and you're interested in Devorah, please call us here. And you've been listening to Jewish Datelines.
受伤。